Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A big third down. Hurts keeps. Hurts cuts. Hurts has the first down. And Jalen Hurts might have just put it away for the Eagles. Touchdown. His third of the day.
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
We're continuing the draft, except this time it's Super Bowl odds for teams 20-1 or worse. And I know I'm going to be sabotaged. I can already see it happening, Ken, because if we're looking down this list, and I've already taken two teams that have odds that are 20-1 to win the Super Bowl, because that's where I'm restricted. When the other day I said the Bengals were one of the teams that fit in the category that I said, if I look at their odds, there's a chance they might be a good bet that they underachieve. I also said at 20-1, you know what? Taking the Bengals 21 to win the Super Bowl this year, it might be okay too. And I know I'm going to get eviscerated, and I know what you guys are going to do with something on social media because you put out that video about me fading the Bengals the other day. So I want to make sure that that is put out there and I am not sabotaged, because I also took the Ravens 20-1 as well. You have taken the Cleveland Browns so far at 20-1. There is absolutely no variety in what we're doing. It is literally the teams with the best odds within this range or not. But we still got the Colts at 25-1, Philadelphia 28-1, Tennessee and Arizona 33, New England, Minnesota, the Raiders, Miami, New Orleans are all 40. And if you want to go down farther than that to like Washington, Pittsburgh, and Carolina, have fun. But I will not pick my Commanders at 70-1 to have any shot at doing this. So,
yep. My pick up next. I'll be the first one to deviate from like the expected next pick. It's always the best part about when you do like a fantasy draft on like ESPN or Yahoo or whatever, and they like slot that player in for like who you would pick next. And it's like never the person that you would actually pick. Like it's the person next in the rankings. That's why they put it there. But you're always like, yeah, there's a reason why none of us have drafted that guy yet. He's hurt or he stinks or whatever. Like we don't want that guy.
Yeah.
And it's, and then that same player just ends up being up there forever. It's like remarkable. It happens every year. My next pick. So I have Cleveland. I will take another AFC team next. I will take New England at 40-1 to be my next pick. I would much rather
Mac
have
Jones
them to win the Super Bowl.
You're betting on a defensive coordinator and their former special teams coordinator to be good offensive coordinators, huh?
As long as they exist under the umbrella of the greatest coach of all time, I can be the defensive coordinator and I wouldn't be that upset about it. I wouldn't be super pessimistic about the team's chances. I would definitely rather have them than Indianapolis or Philly or Tennessee or Arizona, who are all
This is getting ugly odds-wise. Already.
I get a coach who's won a bunch of Super Bowls. I get a team that was very good last year and who has a quarterback making the jump from year one to year two on the same team. This is an easy decision, to be honest, for me, between all the other teams that we're talking about. Very happy that they're available. Would have maybe taken Cincinnati. It would have been very close between the two. I probably would have taken New England anyway, but I really like them this year. I have them rated really highly entering the year. I already have a bet on them +3 week one against Miami. I think they have a chance to be almost as good, if not rated as good as the rest of the teams in the AFC. And you're going to be like, well, they're not as talented. And my response would be like, well, the Patriots are never as talented as the other teams. And yet somehow they're still rated like that. And they win a bunch of games. So, and last year was no exception. I could see that continuing again. I'll take the Patriots.
I'm fascinated to see how that offense looks this year. Not just with Mac
Jones. Might be bad. No McDaniels.
It might be really bad. Yeah. And it might actually be decent because it's Bill Belichick. Like, if there's any coach that can get away with this whole bit that he's doing right now with your former defensive coordinator that was a head coach. Now, I get it. Joe Judge has head coaching experience, but I think anybody would argue it was not great. And he was special teams coordinator that became a head coach. And I'm sure Costos has had things to say about that, you know, over time as well. Look, Bill Belichick can get away with this over anybody else, but if it doesn't work, it is one of the most laughable decisions you could possibly make. But he's probably just going to be everything, right? Like, they're going to be de facto play callers maybe, but he's really the coordinator right. on both sides of the ball, and he's just running everything because he just knows the system because he's been there for two decades doing it.
Yeah, I mean, here's how I look at it. He's 9 million times smarter than I am at football. If he felt like he needed an offensive coordinator, he would have got one. But he feels
or he's
like
just
this
bored.
Is the best thing.
He's bored, and he's like,
he
you know
could also
what,
just be
this.
Bored. Let's so try like this. Sitting in his draft room at home when we were in COVID time. The dog
oh, yeah.
was like sleeping in the chair. Like, people were joking that the dog was making the draft pick because it like sat up at the keyboard yep. one time.
Yeah.
It was very funny. Probably just hanging out there being like, you know, it'd be fun. Have the offensive coordinators coach the defense and have the defensive coordinators coach the offense. That'd be fun for a laugh. Let's get that going.
Especially because he's probably cocky enough to think that it'll work. And then if it does work, he then just gets to rub it in everybody's face to just show he is the guy that is smarter than everybody else in the room. But he also knows that he's smarter than everybody else in the room and wants to show you that he's smarter than everybody else in the room. And this is his latest way of doing it. He's like, so I took a 6-round pick and made him the greatest quarterback of all time. Let's see what else I've won with and won with a rookie quarterback until the playoffs. Like, at this point now, he's like, I just need something else to add to my resume. I've done everything. Because, by the way, it's not going to hurt him at all if it doesn't work. Like, really, is anybody going to talk about that Bill Belichick's legacy down the road when they're like, well, you know, we didn't have an offensive coordinator
Jones
that year.
Didn't have an offensive coordinator. Yeah. So, no, you're right.
I mean, I think at this point he's just playing with house money, with his legacy, with his career, and he doesn't care. Do I think he cares about his legacy? Yes, I do. I think most coaches and anybody that is successful cares about how they're viewed.
Yeah. He was on all those, NFL 50 or whatever, those anniversary shows. Like, he was on all that stuff because his reputation and legacy is important to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have Cleveland, New England. So now, I feel pretty good. Who are you? Yeah, who are you going with?
I have
third
Cincinnati.
Round
Cincinnati and Baltimore so far. Baltimore was my first round pick. The Bengals were my second round pick because those Bengals can go either direction this year. Big range. I'm suffering a little bit with already what's here because I'm trying to picture any of these teams winning a Super Bowl. And it's already at that point where I just go, what? I have to try and justify it somehow and I've got to pick somebody. So if I'm going to pick any team right now, given what's left on the board, I guess I'll take the Colts at 25-1.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Matt Ryan has been to a Super Bowl, so I'll lean on the experience that's been there. I know it's
lean
Matt,
on it.
I'm trying.
Lean on that experience. Lean on it hard.
Give me a minute. Yep. Give me a minute. Yep. I can make this happen. Hold on. Give me a minute. Matt Ryan has got experience. He's been to a Super Bowl before. There's one. Frank Reich has had success with quarterbacks that have won Super Bowls before in Nick Foles, who's also his backup. So maybe there's a chance now that Nick Foles comes in and they run a Philly special in the Super Bowl, and Frank Reich is his head coach. And I can feel it all happening. And the Colts at 25-1 win the Super Bowl. Maybe it's just Jonathan Taylor that runs the football a lot. That's all I got for you. At 25-1, that's going to be the team that I'm going to draft here.
This puts me in a really tricky spot.
See, so it's not easy. This is not easy.
I think I know who I'm going to pick, but it's still a really tricky spot. So the teams that are left for me. Oh, by the way, I have three picks left. Philly, Tennessee, Arizona, Minnesota, Raiders, Dolphins. I can't pick the Dolphins. I'm not allowed to. Saints. And then we could go really outside the box with like Washington, Pittsburgh, Carolina, if we wanted to.
Yes. Go Washington.
Come on.
Take them.
I'm between two teams. Oh man. I will take Minnesota as my team.
Okay.
The hope would be here's a new coach replacing possibly like a pretty mail it in stale regime that ended up kind of closing things out there in Minnesota with Zimmer. Yep. And then the sons of other really good NFL coaches as the coordinators. But just a bizarro kind of a setup and a team that like won and had success previously with Zimmer. It's not like he was a bad coach. It's just by the end, I don't know what that was by the end.
That was called, I'm ready to quit.
Yeah. It seemed like it. Team that's played a million close games last year. So basically played a million coin flips, lost more of them than they won. The hope is just O'Connell and this new coaching staff. Like, you know, if you can get, like, I don't need Cousins to play differently than he's played. I just need him to play like kind of at an upper part of his range, basically. And the NFC is so bad. I mean, there's a version of Minnesota where they're pretty easily the fourth best team in the conference. Not a lot is required for that to be true. You have to be better than San Francisco and you have to be better than Dallas and Philly. Other people might love those teams. I don't. I think fourth spot in the NFC is wide open. There's a version of things where it's them. I don't feel that way about any other teams on the list. So I don't love them, but I like them a lot more than these other teams. So I will take Minnesota.
None of these are really teams that you love, really, except maybe Baltimore. Baltimore is the only one where I felt like, okay,
I like Cleveland. Cleveland and New England. I like both of those. The teams are a good amount.
Well,
way more
true.
Than I like Minnesota.
Cleveland, you have to just take into account, you know, as long as Deshaun Watson's back later in the year, but we'll have to see. But again, the question there is what happens after not playing for a year and maybe a few games into this season, now also on a new team, new system. So like there's so every one of these, there's so many directions you can lean where it's here's I can justify maybe, but here's a good reason why it's not going to happen. That's why all of these odds sit the way they are. All right. So you have drafted Cleveland, New England, and Minnesota. I have drafted Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Indianapolis as my three teams. So we're doing five, right? Because I don't want to do
five.
Six.
Yeah.
There's no way I could do six. I would just, it would be, you know, actually might be kind of fun if we had to do six just to see how bad it goes.
Give me your fourth pick. We'll see how far we get next segment. Maybe
I'm stalling because I'm trying to decide and it's none of this is really
you take
easy.
The Eagles. Come on, go ahead. Take them. I dare you.
No, nope. Yeah. Here's the way I'm going to go at this point. I'm leaning towards quarterback play because in the NFL, as you know, that's always the advantage. Your ceiling is always higher.
Are there
the
any
better
quarterbacks
your quarterback
left?
Play is.
Yeah, quarterback play between who?
I never said it's the best quarterbacks. I just said that I'm looking at the best quarterbacks that are on the board and I'm going to rank them that way. But
I think I know who you're going to take then. Yeah.
I think
you're
going quarterbacks, Arizona.
I think I know who you're going to. Yeah, that's who you're going to take if you're going to take.
I'm going Arizona.
Who you think the
I'm going Arizona because at some point they're going to figure out the Kyler Murray contract. That'll get done.
They are.
The same thing that happens with every quarterback. Yes, this happens with every quarterback. The Cardinals are irrelevant without Kyler Murray. This is the most exciting this team has been since Kurt Warner was under center for them and suddenly had a rebirth in his career. At this point, if you're looking at the Cardinals, you say, all right, they added Hollywood Brown this offseason. They made some aggressive moves this offseason. You've still got a dynamic quarterback. They start off the seasons well. They just don't finish well. So if there's anything, if I'm going to put this in my bubble of a perfect scenario for them, they can figure out what went wrong at the end of each of the last two seasons. And now they've gotten some playoff experience. By that, you lose 34-11 to the eventual Super Bowl champions. Fine, that's okay. And Kyler Murray plays like an MVP the entire season. Because when he's good, he is absolutely dynamic when he scurries around with his little strides with his tiny little feet. You hear cartoon noises running in your head when he runs. That's all going to happen. That's how I justify.
Meanwhile,
the
he's
Cardinals.
Like taller than both of us. But
okay. Yes, he is. But when he runs, doesn't he like he always like, you know, the little sound when cartoons run? And it's like,
yeah,
I can't
of course.
Do the sound, but that's what I think right. of when Kyler Murray that runs. That's what I think of is that little noise.
Okay. So Arizona, your fourth pick of five. No,
we'll hold yours to the other side. You can think.
Yeah. So here's who's available. Eagles, Titans, Raiders, Dolphins, Saints, Commanders, Steelers, Oof. Panthers are the next set of teams. I'm going to have two of them. Maybe that's going to be tough. I don't know.
This is, yeah, it's not going to be easy. All right, we're finishing this draft. Plus, you better you bet Power Hour coming up next as well. You better you bet on BetQL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.